Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
In Romans 8 and 15, Paul writes, "For you did not receive a spirit of slavery that returned you to fear, but you receive the spirit of sonship and daughtership, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." The term Abba is an Aramaic word for father. It conveys the meaning of intimacy and trust. Can you say, "Abba, Father, I love you"? If you really mean it, give God a hand of praise right now. Oh, the devil doesn't like this message. He doesn't like this message because he never wanted us to be seen as the children of God. In his pride, he wanted to be like God. But when God created us, he said, "I will make man in my image." So God created us in his own image. And the Bible says Adam was the son of God. That makes you children of God. And the devil hates that. He doesn't want you to have access to God. He wants you to remember you're just a little sinner. You disobeyed God. God doesn't care about you. Look how long it takes him to answer your prayers. But the devil is a liar today. We are children of the Most High God. And God loves us and God cares about us. And God is with us. And the more we really pull on our relationship of God as Father, more favor, more blessing, more strength, more help will be poured out upon us, because the just shall live by faith. See, this is important, what I'm saying to you. You got to believe what the Bible says to get everything that the Bible says. You got to believe that the Bible says God is your father to receive God as your father. All of the benefits of God as your father. You've got to recognize and adopt God's fatherhood, because only then it releases the divine influences in your life that God meant for you to have. Let me give you just a few. God imparts his identity and purpose in your life, because this only comes through knowing the Father. You know, there was a survey that stated absentee fathers contribute to the identity confusion of children today. Well, let me say something to you. The Bible says you were created in the image of God, your Father. In other words, you were created by God to rule and to have dominion and to be a person of responsibility. See, that is your identity. You are a child of God. God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them male and female. He created them. That's another whole message I could get into, but I'll stay where I'm at. It says, "Then God blessed them and said, said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, govern it, and reign over it." You were given God the power, the responsibility, and the ability, folks, to have dominion, to rule, to be a person of responsibility. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with the authority and the power that God has given to you? The most important thing to understand about identity is that our personal identity and knowing who we really are is connected to knowing who our Father is. That's in the natural and that's in the spiritual. Do you know God? Do you recognize who he is in your life? He is sovereign over the universe, and you are his child. So stop being a victim and start being a victor. God is over all, and we are his children. In 2 Peter 1:3, it says, His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. In other words, recognize God is your Father. Recognize the resources you have because your Father is God. Verse 4 goes on to say, God has given to us exceeding great and precious promises that through these you may be partakers of His divine nature. God wants you to know there is power resident in your life to perform miracles. Oh, yes. If you believe, you can do it. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. That's found in Mark 9:23. And the Lord God has given you power through his Son over all demonic forces. Look, you don't have to put up with the devil. You need to tell him in the name of Jesus, I cast you out. Get out in Jesus' name. In Luke 10:19, Jesus himself said, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. The spirits are subject to you. In John 16:23, it says, I tell you the truth. You will ask the Father directly, and he will grant your request because you use the authority of my name. Folks, it is time for us to get a checkup from the neck up and really see what we believe. It's all right if you just want to be a regular human being, but you are called to be God's child. You are called to walk in the power of God. You are walked to perform miracles, signs, and wonders because God is your Father. As God's child, you're not just a regular person, is what I'm trying to tell you. You have authority in the earth. You have power. God has given it to you because you're his child. Look at somebody and say, do you understand that God has given you power? Power to change your circumstances? Power to change the world through your prayers? If somebody believes that, will you please give God a hand of praise? You are his children. God releases his love and his compassion upon us because we're his children. God's love for us as our Father is unconditional and sacrificial in Romans 8:32. This is a scripture I want you to write down and to reference. Romans 8:32. Now listen to what it says. He did not spare his own son, Jesus, but gave him up for us all. So with him, God will surely give us all things. See, that's a scripture that says, if God did not withhold his own son, but when he saw our need, he gave us his own son to die for us. If God did the most difficult thing by giving us his son to die for us, how shall he not also answer all of our prayers? Didn't that just make sense? He did the most difficult thing already. Why can't you believe that every prayer you pray according to his will is going to be fulfilled? Now, timing is a matter of a season. Whenever the season is, God will release the answers to your prayer. But your faith should be in your Father to say, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Some of you get so annoyed with your children, especially, I mean, some of us are older now, but we still remember the stories when we tell our children, why did we even tell them we're going to go get you some ice cream? Oh, don't tell your child that in advance. Just go and take them and get the ice cream. Because when you tell them in advance, they want to know when. When are we going? When are we going? When are we going? Okay, just let me do this. But it's been 2 minutes now. When are we going to get some ice cream? When is it going to happen? See, folks, you've got to understand that it will happen in God's timing. It's not your timing. Your kids were so little they couldn't take the car keys, jump in the car, and go get the ice cream. They had to wait on your time. They weren't happy about it. And some of you are not happy because you've waited on God so long to answer your prayer. But he's still your father, and he still loves you, and he's going to get you that. He's going to answer your prayer, and that answer is way better than ice cream today. But I use it as an illustration for you to understand. God loves you. It's coming. Look at somebody next to you and say, I know it's taking a while, but it's coming. God's going to do it in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word never changes. Many want to conform to this world's system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Let me give you number three. God freely gives forgiveness and reconciliation. Your Father freely forgives you. See, God's fatherly nature is also evident in his readiness to forgive us when we make mistakes, and to restore us back to our relationship with him. Listen to Psalm 103 and 11. It says, for God's unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the heights of the heaven from the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. For he knows how weak we are. He remembers that we are only dust. Isn't that beautiful? God loves you. His unfailing love towards you. He doesn't hold over your head the times that you fail. He doesn't bring it back. He just forgives you. And he removes the incident from his mind as far as the east is from the west. God will not bring up your past. In fact, he says, forget the past. I'm doing something new right now. Come on, let's go. But Father, didn't you see what I did? That's the past. I've removed that sin as far as the east is from the west. The devil has some of you still in shackles from sins that you have confessed over and over and over. Truth be told, if you went to God to talk about it, he said, what are you talking about? Well, Father, I didn't know. What are you talking about? The Bible says God throws our sins behind his back. There's another scripture says that he throws our sins in the deepest sea, the deepest ocean. And I like to think he puts up a sign, no fishing, next to it. For some of y'all who fish, I'll leave that alone. So tell me about your past. No fishing. Let me give you number four. God adopts us into his family. How many of you have been adopted into the family of God? See, believers are described as being adopted into God's family. By becoming a child of God through his son, Jesus Christ, you have adoption into the family of God. Now, in the world in which we live, your natural father may not have been there for you. But I don't want you to worry about it anymore, because your heavenly father will always be there. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Your heavenly father will take care of you. He will never let you down. And let me just say this. He's always been there. It's just a matter of you recognizing that he really is your father. And this is the message for you today, for you to understand God is your father. So what are you worried about? God is your father. Everything is okay. Psalm 68 and 5 says, a father of the fatherless and a defender of widows is God in his holy habitation. Ephesians 1 and 5 says he predestined us for adoption as his sons through Jesus Christ. I just want to mention one last thing. When you acknowledge God as Father, he will protect your descendants. He will protect your children. And he will give them favor for your sake. That's how much he loves you. It's like your best friend and how they feel about your children. Their feelings about you are transferred to your children. How many of you can witness that's the truth? Where your best friend loves your children like you love your children. That is the way God is and his relationship with us. Your favor will follow your descendants. The Father's divine favor is influenced by our obedience, however, and you need to understand what I'm saying. See, if you obey God as Father, he will continue a relationship of favor with your descendants, even to 1,000 generations. Let me give you a verse. In Deuteronomy chapter 7 and 9, therefore know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps his covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations to all those who love him. Did you hear what God said? I'm watching after your kids and their kids and their kids and their kids to 1,000 generations if you just keep loving me, if you just keep obeying me, if you just realize I'm your father. It's important. The Lord wanted me to say this. I need to put this in here. As a father, he will discipline you when you disobey him. See, some people say, well, this is just bad luck, Lord. The devil's on my, the devil's coming against me. Listen, like a loving father, God disciplines his children when they don't do right. It's just the truth. In Hebrews chapter 12 and 7, it says, endure suffering as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what son is not disciplined by his father? He disciplines us for our good, so that we may share in his holiness. And now you will know the difference. God, listen, God does not veil what he's doing. If you disobeyed him, then you can be disciplined. But if you've not done anything, then don't say, God is disciplining me. The devil is a liar. You better cast the devil out of your life in the name of Jesus. You get out of here, devil. I'm a child of God, and he loves me. Amen? But always check your obedience. Always make sure that God is not chastening you. There are also evil influences that attack us through open doors in our lives, things that happen. You know, I don't have time to talk about this. I'll probably pick this up next time. But truthfully, a curse will come upon those who disobey God. We don't talk about that enough. In fact, a curse comes upon those who disrespect their parents. Did you know that's in the scripture? See, and having said that, I'm connecting that with God as your father. Are you treating God with disrespect? See, it's important for us to understand. You know, the Jews would not even repeat God's name. The reason why is because they felt they might be disrespecting him. The history tells us that they would say the name. They're talking about God, but they would say the name. Why? Because they wanted to make sure they would never take his name in vain. And yet others curse God. They don't realize a curse has come upon them. Make sure whether you accept him as your father or not, which he is, that you don't disrespect your father in heaven. This is what the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 10 and 8. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whosoever breaketh a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. So even though we are protected by God through disobedience or some unforeseen thing that happens, we can be bitten and attacked by the devil. Evil influences may enter to establish a curse or a moral weakness, not only in our lives, but for generations. Curses are established by personal disobedience to God or by the sins of your ancestors. I'm getting too deep to continue to talk this kind of talk to you, but I promise you I will pick it up next week. We're about to end, but let me just say something to you about what I've started. In Numbers chapter 14 and 18, it says, the Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love and forgiving sin and rebellion. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. This is important for you to understand. He punishes the children for the sins of the father to the third and the fourth generation. We'll talk all about this next week. In other words, inherited or generational curses continue from one generation to the next unless it is reversed or broken. These families who suffer defeat in their lives from generation to generation, just some indications of a possible curse of poverty, divorce, addictions, imprisonment, alcoholism. All of these are generational curses in many families. The sins of the parents are repeated by the children. Now, I'm going to end with this. There's a historical story that illustrates the effects of ancestral curses and blessings on families, and it uses two men. There was a godless man named Max Jukes and a godly man named Jonathan Edwards. He was a preacher. Max Jukes married an unbelieving woman. From their marriage came 560 known descendants. Now, listen to what happened to this unbeliever's descendants. 300 died paupers, and 150 became criminals. 17 were convicted murderers. More than half of the women became prostitutes. 100 were known drunkards. They cost the United States government $1.25 million during the 19th century due to imprisonment and attempted rehabilitation. This is a true story. On the other hand, Jonathan Edwards married a godly woman, and from their union came 1,394 descendants, almost three times the number of Max Jukes. 295 of his descendants were college graduates, 65 college professors, 3 elected state governors, 3 U.S. senators, 30 became judges, 100 were lawyers, 56 were doctors, 1 dean of law, 1 dean of medical, 75 military officers, 100 well-known missionaries, teachers, and authors, 3 mayors of large cities, 1 comptroller of the Treasury of the United States, 1 vice president of the United States. The descendants of Edwards were blessed because of his life and because of his relationship with God. Your position with God positions your children and your descendants. They can either be blessed or cursed.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on audio messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was part 2 of Are You Walking in the Father's Favor? Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, knowing that you desire to bless us and to enlarge our steps, to increase our influence in the world on your behalf. So, Lord, break off our limitations and restrictions placed upon us. Father, we pray that you would bless us indeed and enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us We pray, Lord God, that you would enlarge our steps so that we can receive your blessing and your prosperity. We bless your name because your word says you shall increase us more and more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.